Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from Our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. As believers, we are put in a position to influence those around us. The power of our words can be used to build up others. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that there is a time to keep silent and a time to speak. There is a time when we need to humbly seek the Lord through prayer, immerse ourselves in scripture, and ask God for His wisdom and discernment. Naturally, when we are not opening our mouths, we are more inclined to open our ears, whether towards others or towards God. We are forced into self-reflection and obedience in our silence, which will only further our ability to listen to the Spirit. If you notice, letter T is silent in the word Christmas. It's okay if we ignored one letter in the word, but not half the letters in the word Christmas. When Christ is plucked off the word Christmas, we are only left with Mass. Season of Christmas challenges us to be silent in our spirit. An agitated soul cannot celebrate. The birth of Christ divides history as BC and AD, and the new life that He offers divides the life of a believer as SE, self-exalted, and CE, Christ exalted. Allow the Spirit of Christ during this Christmas to minister to your soul His peace and comfort. Before we could rejoice, let us be refreshed and renewed in our spirit in silence and quietness. That night was quiet when Christ the Lord was born. Let Jesus make His way into your silent soul. The Bible says in Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 7, "Be silent before the sovereign Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated those He has invited." Remember, my friends, speech is silver, but silence is golden. A right balance of both makes our life colorful. Shall we pray? Eternal and glorious Lord, we thank You for Your everlasting and abundant life to those who trust in You. Empower us, Spirit of God, to live and love like Jesus, even as we celebrate the birth of Christ and our own salvation. In the name above all names of Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.